top of the hour news.
Good afternoon. It is time for the...
Wherever it happens. Local, regional.
Afternoon news.
Only.
For today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I am Richie Farrell in the headlines. The National Youth Council of Dominica, NYCD, will launch its virtual exam readiness series on April 30th and May 2nd, 2024. To support students who are preparing to sit various examinations this year.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Junior Chamber International JCI Antigua yesterday said its 61st JC's Queen Show is back on the table. After Antigua Cruise Port officially came on board and became the show's title sponsor. And thousands of desperate Indian men are risking their lives to work for a steady pay and are applying for work even in the war-torn area of Israel under a mass recruitment drive organized in a few North Indian states.
And global.
The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Q95DA.
More details after this.
On Q.
Attention tout le monde, courts, Yatsil, April 26th, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 27th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Courts, warehousing for Kone. Mamma mia, outan bien, messieurs, mesdames. Sale on furniture, major whites, hardware, decor, more. Everything must go. Tout bagay oblige.
All right, welcome back. As the academic year 2023-2024 progresses, the National Youth Council of Dominica, NYCD, acknowledges the mounting pressure students face as they gear up for the Caribbean Examinations Council CXC Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate and Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination. In response to this challenge, the NYCD proudly unveils the virtual exam readiness series themed Beyond the Books, Crafting a Blueprint for Exam Triumph. This initiative aims to arm students with the necessary tools and assistance to excel in their exams. The two-day virtual series, scheduled via Zoom on Tuesday, April 30th and Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, starting at 5:30 p.m. each day, intends to provide comprehensive support. The exam readiness series not only aims to promote educational youth activities and programs in Dominica, but also addresses the crucial issue of exam anxiety and stress. Through the Zoom platform, the series will offer study strategies and mental health support to bolster students' preparedness for these significant assessments. President of the National Youth Council, Mr. Fayal Lander, emphasizes that the launch of the exam readiness series underscores the NYCD's commitment to supporting the holistic development of young people in Dominica. The NYCD urges all students preparing for the CSEC and CAPE examinations this year to actively participate in the virtual exam readiness series. Social scientist Simeon Joseph has praised Rebuild Dominica Inc. for its initiative to sponsor two Dominican students to attend secondary school in the United States as Piney Woods Boarding School. He lauds that the scholarship is not only for offering students the chance to excel academically overseas, but also provides them with the opportunity to represent their country as youth ambassadors. Joseph emphasizes that applicants must demonstrate a deep understanding of Dominica.
Very important for Dominica. And first of all, let me say we are very happy that the Rebuild Dominica Foundation has been able to partner with Pinewood Schools. So I want to say it's important for Dominica on two levels. The first level is it gives young Dominican students an opportunity to pursue high school in the United States and as well to look forward to becoming a young ambassador for Dominica. It is not just an educational scholarship opportunity. We are looking for students who will be able to be shining stars for Dominica in the fields of academics, in the field of sports, in the fields of civic education, and not only that, who are able to represent Dominica as individuals themselves, you know? So they have to have a very strong, in-depth knowledge of Dominica. They have to be skilled, they have to be talented.
Joseph also emphasized the rich history of Pinewood School, noting it as the oldest boarding school in the United States. He highlighted its diverse curriculum, enabling students to excel in various subject areas and become well-rounded individuals.
Piney Woods Academy is a very prestigious, long-standing black high school in the United States. As a matter of fact, It is the oldest boarding school in America. It goes back over 100 years. And at Piney Woods, if you do your research on Piney Woods, you will see that it is a very all-rounded school with very high standards, with very high expectations, and it provides all-inclusive education. It is not only about academics. Students are involved in agriculture. Students are involved in social studies. Students are involved in religion. It's a very deeply religious institution. And so that is the second level upon which is going to be very important for Dominica, because we will be there creating that kind of relationship whereby our students grab the opportunity and avail themselves for a very high level of secondary education. And secondly, they will go to Piney Woods, where they will be able to represent Dominica, make Dominica known to an area of the world, and prove to the world and the United States that Dominican students are capable and able to shine above all others, and to not only that, open the door for other Dominicans to come. One of the things I would like to say to the students who are going to Piney Woods for the first time this year is they are going to be trailblazers. They are going to be leading the way. So they have to light a tortuous path, that we will set a standard where the expectations for the scholarship.
Social scientist Simeon Joseph. The Emergency Agricultural Livelihoods and Climate Resilience EALCRP project, also known as the World Bank Project, is attempting to reach out to farmers who have not received the beneficiary package. Petra Schillingford explains that the reason persons did not get their package was due to low stock and unavailability. However, Schillingford assures all farmers that the Ministry of Agriculture have restocked the necessary equipment and chemicals for disbursement through the Beneficiary Package Initiative.
The Emergency Agricultural Livelihoods and Climate Resilience Project, otherwise known as the World Bank Agriculture Project in Dominica. We have been reaching out to farmers, and those, well, the fishers are covered, but the farmers who have not really completed their packages, they're familiar with the term. It's called the beneficiary package. And so some of them have not gotten the tools and equipment, etc., chemicals that they required. Some were out of stock at the time, but we have replenished the stock, and some were not available, but they are now. So what we're asking them is to please contact our warehouses around the island, or come to the project management office located on King George V Street, formerly First Domestic Building. So from there, we'll have a discussion. They'll come in with their contract. They'll have a discussion with the persons in the office, and then they will see whether whatever they can replace, whatever can be changed, so that they can get the full amount of their contract.
Communications Officer at the Ministry of Agriculture, Petra Grell Schillingford. The clinic aims to train referees using practical and theoretical training, and that is the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association hosting their FIBA Referee Level 1 clinic on April 27th and the 28th, 2024. This will take place again for two days and consist of adapting the referees to FIBA's refereeing culture, as well as knowing how to develop them with a support team. The goals for this training is to empower referees, FIBA lecture and practical training, mechanical or otherwise, feedback with post-game and videos also. The clinic will be at the Dominica Olympic Committee office in Bathurst State, opposite the Patrick John Football House, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Persons interested in refereeing can attend this clinic. Dominican Nick Nicholas, who now resides in St. Lucia, will conduct the clinic. And again, this is he is a level one FIBA instructor. The referee clinic is sponsored by the Dominica Olympic Committee. In other news, environmental health officer in the Ministry of Health, Kalma Louis, is calling on vendors and bartenders to get recertified if their permits have expired before the staging of the DDA's Jazz and Creole Music Festival set for May 5, 2024. Louis, while speaking at DDA's press briefing on Wednesday, explained that food handler sessions are available at the following venues: DPSU headquarters in Roseau, the Salisbury Health Center, and also at the Layu Resource Center.
Our department continues to stress the importance of vendor training and certification. We know knowledge is power. For persons desirous of being certified for or recertified, please note that their food handler session will be at the following venues and time. So today, Wednesday, April 24 at 2 o'clock, you can attend the food handler's education session in Corleo at the Corleo Health Center if you missed the one in Portsmouth. On Thursday, 25th, there is one at the Lyre Resource Center at 2 o'clock. On Monday, 29th, at 9:30 a.m. at the Public Service Building and Public Service Union Building. And Wednesday, 1st, at 9:30 at the Public Service Union Building. So all these sessions are held in other health districts, so you can contact your local health center concerning the availability of the training and recertification session.
And that was Environmental Health Officer in the Ministry of Health, Kalma Louis. This is Q95 News. Culture enthusiast Sobers Esprit expressed immense pride in the second edition of Dominica, the Best Kept Secret, particularly for those eager to share the island's narrative. He described Dominica as an unparalleled magical gem and emphasized the privilege of residing on the Nature Isle, abundant with untouched natural resources that hold significant value for the global community.
Here to be a witness to the launch of what I consider a masterpiece of a publication. A publication of immense value to the Dominican cultural and tourism landscape. It is something of great pride and joy, not just to the producer and publisher and his family, but for all Dominicans, especially those who wish and those who believe in telling the story of this magic of a gem being compared. We are fortunate in many ways to be living on this rock called Dominica, Waitukubuli. This island paradise with so much to offer to the global community, not least our pristine ecosystem, our rich and riveting history and culture, the magnificence of the colorful vistas of Dominica, the landscape and seascapes, and the many other things which make us unique and special. Yet, we have to pause always to remember that we have been stripped away many of our great things throughout the history of this country, from natural disasters, long periods of domination and exploitation, political and social upheavals. But we have nonetheless been able to find our way as a society.
Cultural icon Sobers Esprit. A groundbreaking study soon to be published in The Lancet has revealed a significant milestone in global immunization efforts. An estimated 154 million lives saved over the past half century. Led by the World Health Organization, the study underscores the profound impact of vaccination on global health, particularly on infant mortality rates. The study highlights immunization as the most impactful health intervention in ensuring infant survival and long-term health. Of the lives saved, a staggering 101 million were infants, showcasing the pivotal role of vaccination in preventing childhood mortality. Notably, the measles vaccine emerged as the most influential, responsible for 60% of lives saved through immunization efforts. In other news, JCI Antigua yesterday said that its annual JC's Queen Show is back on the table after Antigua Cruise Port officially became the show's title sponsor. This announcement comes nearly 1 month after JCI Antigua announced that it was cancelling the event due to unfortunate circumstances. On March 28, 2024, JCI Antigua said its tradition of hosting the annual pageant would not be possible. However, speaking to Observer Media yesterday, President of JCI Antigua, Therese Mills, said that the issue had been resolving financial and sponsorship challenges in putting on the event. The struggles that we have been having is a pledge of sponsors, and a show of that magnitude is quite expensive, she said. Given the recent release, persons would have come on board or expressed interest in supporting the show and partnering with us, including the government and global ports, she explained. Thousands of men in India are applying for construction jobs in Israel under a mass recruitment drive organized in a few North Indian states. In January, the BBC's Arkana Shukla visited a government recruitment center in the northern city of Lucknow and spoke to these men. They told her that they were desperate and were willing to risk their lives for work and a steady pay. Many of them have higher educational qualifications, but said that has done little to improve their chances in the job market.
Thousands gather at this government recruitment center, willing to risk going to a country at war. These skilled workers are meant to fill part of the labor shortage in Israel's construction industry. After work permits of thousands of Palestinian workers were revoked amidst the ongoing conflict in Gaza. For these job seekers, despite security concerns in Israel, the chance to earn an income outweighs the risks.
The job seekers you see around me are part of India's sprawling and precarious informal economy. They do ad hoc jobs with no formal contracts or benefits. Most of them, who are even college graduates, end up getting paid just $8 to $10 a day. This is a crisis that has not changed despite India being the fastest growing major economy in the world. Even Prime Minister Narendra Modi's focus on wooing foreign investment and big ticket infrastructure projects has not helped rising unemployment in the country.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. The National Youth Council of Dominica will launch its virtual exam readiness series on April 30th and May 2nd to support students who are preparing to sit various examinations this year.
Big Station.
Junior Chamber International Antigua yesterday said its 61st JC's Queen Show is back on the table after Antigua Cruise Port officially came on board and became the show's title sponsor. And thousands of desperate Indian men are risking their lives to work for a steady pay
when it happens,
and are applying for work even in the war-torn area of Israel under a mass recruitment drive organized in a few North Indian states. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I am Richie Farrell. Stay tuned.
Top of the hour news.